Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannaanderson.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I strained my back playing Wii. Should I even admit this? I quote the office once a week. Should I even admit this? James can't walk up the stairs. Should he even admit this? And Trevor can't walk down the stairs. Should he even admit this? Is it something that I should admit? If I don't, I just might have a fit. Is it something that I should admit? Or is this just something that I should forget? House on fire is just not funny. Would you please admit this? And if you dropped a major biscuit, you should admit this. I seen an episode of iCarly myself, and I will admit this. And if you had a Wilson Phillips CD, should admit this. Is it something that I should admit? If I don't, I just might have a fit. Is it something that I should admit? Or is this just something that I should forget? If your car is growing mold, then you should admit this. And nobody's listening sounds a whole lot better than Analcast, and I will admit this. And being a redneck is different than being red-necked, yeah, you should admit this. Some call it a creek and others call it a toilet. I don't want to admit this. Is it something that I should admit? If I don't, I just might have a fit. Yeah, is it something that we should admit? Or is this just something that we should forget?
This episode of Nobody's Listening is brought to you by DrawYouPicture.com, where you can get just about anything drawn for pretty darn cheap. Check it out today. See what I've done for others and see what I've done for you, or what I will do at DrawYouPicture.com. Also brought to you by GoDaddy.com, where you can use the code PODNAME121 to save money on your next domain name. Also brought to you by Spotty.com.
I got a bad feeling about this. No! Nobody's living now.
To Nobody's Listening, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
Holy crap. Holy crap. It is Nobody's Listening, episode 150, brought to you the week of May 18th, 2010. I'm your host. My name is James. How you doing, folks? Did you know? Did you understand what I just said? 150 episodes and you are here listening to it, enjoying it, loving it, being a part of making it happen. Thank you so much. I'm joined today by none other than John Steinklobber. How you doing, John? Welcome back to the show, buddy.
Holy crap. Thanks, man. Holy moly. I almost feel blasphemous saying holy crap.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
150. Episode 150 for real?
Yeah. I know.
I've been here for all of them.
Do you lie?
Yeah. Most of the time.
It's episode 60. Come back in time. Hey, you know what? You hear that? That second tier is notoriously empty, but we filled it. Not with John's behind, but with a very special returning special guest. You guys
returning behind.
Whatever she said. You remember her from episodes as Blue Butter. You might remember her from The Purple Dress, I believe, and Van Bogging. It's Amy Crumb. I almost said Kennison. Hey, everybody. Yeah.
I got a feeling about this.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Got a bad feeling about this, too. But Amy's coming in. And how you doing, Amy?
I'm good.
Thank you for driving 8 hours and paying the $5 to get on the show.
It was 10 and a half hours, and it was $8,000.
Shh. Don't tell him that.
You but paid me.
Amy drove all the way down from North Carolina. So, John, this is my sister Amy, the one you didn't get around to dating.
Well, wow.
I love it. John goes silent.
Awkward. That's because just, I was like five.
John wasn't too picky.
So. Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Your wife feels good about that.
He would have happily broke your heart and had to apologize later on a future podcast if you'd given him half a chance. So
I probably have something I could apologize to you for if it makes you
I got
really
nothing.
Bad. You were friends with Katie for a while.
Yes, so. I was.
That's right. Yeah. Y'all had similar hairdos, if I remember
Did
correctly.
Did we?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I used to get you two mixed up. Katie is my sister, by the way, for those who don't know.
Yeah. Well, we always start with an opening story. So that's what we're going to do. Hi, James, Amy, and others. See, they knew you were coming.
Hey.
What's up?
Congratulations on your 150th.
You're just an other, John.
I know. Back to,
how cares you?
Back to being another.
How quickly it happens. Congratulations on your 150th episode. Here's a funny story that happened to me a couple days ago. Last week, my girlfriend, Annie, helped her friend to take care of her dog named Kiwi.
And that was the story.
No.
Dog's name is Kiwi.
Yeah, that is funny.
That's enough.
Because Kiwi has only been to Annie's place a few times. He pees all over the place to mark his territory. Ew. We don't know anything about that, do we, Amy?
Not even slightly. I never would imagine a dog being in a house.
Dogs are perfect.
You don't mark your territory by doing that? I mean, I thought everybody did.
She's female, Jean. Okay. To counter this problem, Annie put Kiwi in a baby diaper. It sounds crazy, I know. No.
Oh my gosh, Mom does that.
No way.
No, I'm not even kidding. I'm not
a dog
even
in a diaper.
Kidding. There was a dog in the diaper last time I was at her house.
My gosh.
Not kidding.
Why? Does it have slippage or something?
Yeah, he's really old apparently, and he's a peer. That's gross.
Anyway, so one night when Annie and I came home, Kiwi was very excited and ran toward us. To stop him from running out of the house, I scooped him up with one hand. Big mistake. My palm perfectly slid in a dog pee soaking wet, warm diaper. It felt warm, wet, and stinky. It was fibrous. It was brushing against my hand. I screamed, Annie, hurry up and close the door. Annie said, just a minute. Let me take off my shoes. And I replied, dirty dog pee diaper here, honey. So there it is. A story about people, pee, and pets. Your favorite three topics. Keep up the good work. Sean, or Sheen, or Sean.
Sian.
We love it. Thank you. Hey, you know what? This episode is brought to you, I mentioned earlier, by Spotty.com. You can shop for NFL, NHL, MLB, NBA, and college team gifts for you, your baby, and your pet. Did you know you could do that?
Do they have diapers?
They may.
Mm-hmm. For your pet.
They do have a great selection of novelties, apparel, and more for your favorite team, and even better prices. Plus, funny photos of your pets and babies wearing that said team apparel. I don't know about stinky, diapers.
Fibrous diapers.
Spotty.com. Team fanaticism at its finest. Check it out today. Spotty. That's SPAWTY.com. Let's do this.
Weekly.
You shut your mouth.
Okay, we can do that. Update.
It's time for that weekly update. Okay, here it is. Quick as a bunny. It has to do with my sister Amy, who is evil, everyone. Because and her husband, they bought an iPad, and they have pretty much surrendered it to their four-year-old daughter.
She took over.
And they brought it here, and it's been in my house for a few days now. And the little girl plays with it constantly. My daughter plays with it constantly. I've had it for 5 seconds, and it's not right. So it is now known as the I freaking pad. Because I freaking hate it.
I like that better than iPad.
Yeah.
Anything's better than iPad.
An iPizza would have been better. So,
big iPod.
That's quick.
You send emails from it, and it says at the bottom, sent from my iPad.
Really?
My husband... Mm-hmm. Sent an email from it, and his friend wrote back and put on the bottom, sent from I don't have an iPad. That's funny.
It's time for Amy's weekly update. Amy, I've made a request. I heard you tell part of a story about a ringtone on your phone.
A ringtone on my phone.
Or something. Your husband... recorded a message.
Oh.
Can you please share that with the peoples?
It has to do with the iPad, actually.
Oh, okay.
Because you can record. My daughter has a couple programs on there. One of them is a Toy Story book.
Okay.
And so the program will read the book to her so that you don't have to be a parent.
Ooh.
If you want to be a semi-electronic parent, you can record your own voice.
Oh, wow.
Reading the story to your child. Wow. So my husband was in the extra room with her one night reading to her, and I could tell he was recording it, but I was doing laundry, and he didn't know that I was aware that that was happening. And so he came back in. We were all in the same room, and my daughter's in there listening and starts playing it. And I'm like, why does that guy sound like such a dork? The person reading that is a doofus. Like, what is... The voice is jacked up. They can't even read right. And my husband, you would have to know him, but he's over-exaggerates
everything.
He's
been on the show. They know
Yeah,
him.
That's true.
Yeah.
Anthony Crum. So anyway, he was freaking out, and it was so perfect because he didn't know that I knew it was him. That's me! Oh, my gosh, that's me!
I'm going to be so verbally abusive.
I can't believe it.
My dream of being a voiceover artist is shattered.
Because he always says, do I sound that low when I talk? And on the actual thing, it makes his voice sound higher. So it's kind of like, and Buzz and Woody went to.
So it's just a double slap.
So it was totally worse. I was like, that's actually what you sound like. Sorry, this whole manly thing you're trying to put off.
Yeah, because he does not have a deep voice.
No, but... it's funny.
I mean, it's kind of whiny and babyish, actually.
Yeah, and that's how it sounds on the thing. I'm so going to get in trouble.
That's why I know he'll listen to this particular show.
I know. So. He totally will. I love you, honey. Oh. I miss you.
And I love your little baby voice.
I love your little baby, tiny baby voice.
You know what's weird is I've heard one of the shows that he was on, and his voice sounds like my sister Katie's husband.
Katie's husband.
Okay, thank you.
No.
All I heard was my sister Katie, and that was enough. Oh, my
God. Yeah, family reunion time, John.
So Katie has gotten very manly in her old age.
Katie should have stopped smoking when she was six.
Apparently. Hi, I'm Katie.
Hey, how you doing?
She does live in Wyoming, where the men are men and so are the women. So.
Oh, crap.
I was just kidding. I hope nobody in Wyoming heard that.
They all heard it.
John, it wouldn't be a show if John didn't apologize
for
to someone.
Something.
Oh, crap. I'm not sorry.
I'm sorry. I said I'm sorry.
I wanted to say that.
I know you did.
Wrote it for me.
All right, John, what's your weekly update, my friend?
Well, it's actually a story that my wife has from today.
Well, we don't accept wife
stories. Sorry.
Oh, crap. Well, I have something for myself if you want, but I didn't think you want to hear about me all the time.
No, go ahead.
Okay, well.
I'm sorry.
She was out. It's okay. Boy, that's annoying, isn't it? I'm going to stop apologizing so much. I'm kidding. She was out with the boys today, and boy number two is, his name is James, and he is a boy. And some lady saw her with him, and she said, oh, she's so cute.
Whoops.
And so Amy said, yeah, he's about 7 months old.
He.
And, yeah, she emphasized he. And then she said, she's just adorable. And she said, his name is James. And then the lady said, oh, James, that's a sweet name for a little girl.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like she was doing it on purpose. So, I don't know. Maybe that's actually a better candidate for the LBB. But
it's true, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh,
what she horrible. Is an LBB.
That's hilarious, though. I love that.
Are we losing power?
So, yeah, there's a brownout going on here. So, if we lose you, we'll come back in, okay? Hey, we want to mention the chat room. We have 62 people in the chat room tonight. I think it's a record.
Yeah.
It's because of me.
And
it is.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm in there 700 times or what, but I'm going to holler out some names and stuff. Aaron, Bada Bing, Barely Podcasting, California Kid, Dev J, Ethan, Hockey Guy, Jetpack Blast, Mr. Listening, and a whole bevy, of other listeners, including T.O. is listening, the Chaplain, the Main Donkey, Vampire, Sean, O'Massey, Pastor Gary, Recipe Card, whole bunch of others. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us tonight. You can join us every Monday night, even though we're recording Tuesday night tonight, usually Monday night, 9:30 Eastern Time at nlcast.com/watch. Be there or be square. And now it's time for this. Embarrassed.
News.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome. Hey, just one more time, I want to mention our new show, the latest show to the NLCast network. There's two of them. One's called Chop. It is at chopcast.com. It's a show that John and I are doing about the. It's a fan cast for axcop.com, which is an amazing webcomic that you should be reading. It's written by a now 6-year-old young boy and illustrated by his 29-year-old brother. And it's a blast. We actually had Ethan himself on last week.
Mm-hmm. And it was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
And he's a pretty funny guy.
He is pretty funny. So we hope you join us. We do that show live on Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. Same time or same place as NLCast. But you can check out that website. Look it up in iTunes. That'd be awesome. Another one is Podcast Kid. It's a show I do with my daughter, Jenna, the Podcast Kid. And it is every so often. Once a week we do that show. It's not done live or anything because I have to edit it heavily. But you can check it out at podcastkid.com. Look it up in iTunes. It's currently new and notable both on the main podcast page and in Kids and Family. So check that out. It'd be awesome. And next week we're actually recording one on moving. We talk about things that matter to kids, and it's focused on kids age 3 to 8, but it's enjoyed by people of all ages. Check it out at podcastkid.com. All right. And I don't remember what our next theme show is going to be. What did we say, John? Was it marriage, wedding stories, or what?
I think so.
Yeah, let's do wedding stories. Yeah. All right, we're going to do a theme show in a few weeks. About weddings. So if you have a wedding story, wedding horror stories, embarrassing wedding stories, what if you don't have a wedding story, Amy?
I knew it. I knew it was going to come up somehow.
What about a justice of the peace story?
I got married and went to work later story.
That's awesome. So yeah, so send that stuff in. And James at NLCast.com or call him in. What is our phone number? Listen to it at the end of the show, by God. I am so organized, it's not even funny.
2095-NLCast.
Really? 2095-NLCast. You heard it here first, folks.
One of the many tools of the devil.
Oh, no! It's time for the LBB of the week. And in case you don't know, LBB stands for Living Breathing Butthead, where we review people that shouldn't be. That just live and breathe to be a jerkwad. I don't have the name of this one, but they said, hey, LLCast, I have an LBB for you. I'm sure that some people have seen this LBB. My LBB is people who leave things to the last moment, especially if they are your science partner for a project that is 20% of your grade. Keep the funny coming. James rules. That's the only reason why I read his stuff.
The wow. James rules.
Yeah, the James rules part.
You are the boss, boss.
Yeah. Well, you know, I also picked that because it reminded me of middle school or junior high. I was supposed to do a poster, and it was awesome. And my buddy was supposed to finish it. I was going to color it or paint it and do it up. And then he was going to finish it. And I'd done this Hornet, and it was all cool looking. And we had these square-shaped lockers. And for some reason, this idiot folded over the edge of the poster while it was rolled up and shoved it in the locker and then brought it back to me colored. And it looked so terrible and wrinkled up and crazy. And nobody cares but me, but dadgum,
that's a tough one.
It was terrible. So here's our real LBB. This is from Rada, R-A-D-A. I'm hoping I'm saying that right. Probably not. Hi, NLCast, got a story for you. When I was like five or so, I had this little stuffed rabbit that I loved. I took it everywhere. One time I went to the grocery store with my mom, and I must have put Bunny down on the floor. I walked off without realizing I'd left him there. And when we got home, I finally realized what I'd done, and I cried and cried and cried. We went back later to that store after a couple of phone calls and asked the man who was working in the pastry section if he had seen Bunny. He simply replied, oh, sorry, he's in the dump. So me, being my five-year-old self, replied, why can't you just take him out, not realizing that he did not mean the trash can? So I find it unnecessary to explain that I was very, very sad. Next time we came to the store, though, he came up to me and gave me a little purple stuffed mouse without any expression at all on his face. I thanked him and walked away. A few months later, we were shopping for some of our pets, and I realized the man had gotten this mousey from the cat toy section at the same store he worked at.
Oh, nice.
An act obviously done by somebody who didn't give a darn about a five-year-old's emotions.
Oh, man.
Was that enough of a WMT2B for him to be considered an LBB? Absolutely. So LBB of the week are people that don't have respect, proper respect for the feelings of children. So there you
go. Butt faces.
John, such language.
I need an apology for that one.
I'm sorry. Not really. Oh.
Who, me?
Moving right along to middle school drama, where we always put the stuff that we wouldn't read otherwise. This is from Metamorph14. Hey, James, T-Rev, John, and Amy. Making an assumption there. Congrats on 150 shows. I got a quick story. I never knew what queer meant until you told that story about you saying your family was weird type of queer. I'm homeschooled. And like your mom, James and Amy, I was very sheltered by my mom. So even though I was 13 at the time you told your story, I never knew the true meaning of that word. Metamorph 14. P.S. John's awesome.
Did you know about my queer story?
No.
Well, sorry, it wasn't a queer story. It was kind of a queer story, but it was the G-A-Y.
Oh, the gay-durs.
The gay-turds.
Yeah.
I got in so much trouble.
Yeah, she came home and she said it to our stepdad.
Yes,
because he was a Bulldog fan.
Were saying on the bus that gators were gay turds, and I thought it was hilarious. And I thought he would like it because it sounded bad, but I didn't know what it meant. And he hated the gators and loved the Bulldogs. So I got in a little bit of trouble for that one. Do you know what that means?
Well, I remember when you came home and asked him what the F word meant.
Did I really?
Yeah, sure enough.
Oh, snap.
Just right out loud.
Sure did.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So I have a history of these things.
Yeah. I think Amy knew and she just played dumb.
I'm like, what does mean?
What the does mean?
I'm glad the filter picked that up.
Yeah. The little cough switch that I have. So, yeah. Yeah. I'm glad we're educating middle schoolers right and left.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, there you go.
And then we got,
what is that same kid's going to be asking his parents what gay turds would mean? What does that mean? Why would she get in trouble for that?
What is turd?
What is a turd?
Is it a turtle? Is a turtle cut in half? Kind of.
And why would
just
it be
the head?
Why would it be a happy turtle? And why would that be a bad thing?
Oh.
What's wrong with happy turtles?
I understand nothing.
Is it because they're cut in half? Is can, that where it
can
gets
we work
wrong?
On spelling again? Because you know middle schoolers are good at spelling.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Yeah. Do and Okath. I can't read. Yes. This story has never been heard before. My brother is in high school and band, and they got to state competition. During our break time before the prelims, the color guard was getting dressed on the bus that I rode on. I needed my bag on the bus, and the doofus McCrap face of a bus driver left the door open. So I walked on the bus unprepared for what awaited me. I noticed that only the color guard was on the bus, but it didn't register they were dressing until one of my longtime friends yelled, "What are you doing on here?" I looked around the bus and noticed everyone was pantless, thankfully with undergarments on. I grabbed my bag and ran off embarrassed as anything. My most embarrassing moment ever. When I thought about this again later, I laughed because if I could have and gone back in time, I'd probably just say, "Nice pants," or "I'm bipolar." So they would have been confused and not mad. this is funny to me, and I hope it is to you. Thanks, Drummer Boy 2014, a.k.a. Josh. So thank you, Middle School Drama. See, it's a big deal to middle schoolers. It's a very big deal.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful with them. So, Amy, are you ready? Are you ready?
Oh, no.
You don't know? Well, let's do this.
Featured story.
All right, this is the part of the show where Amy comes out and sings a silly song. Do you love your cheeseburger? Amy's, I asked her if she could, rather than tell one big old story, if she could just tell a plethora of stories about me and her as children for as to sort of kind of get us in trouble, get me
this
in trouble.
This is going to be good.
Shut up. Uh-huh. I've already told you twice.
And if you don't apologize.
No rubbing it in.
You're going in timeout.
Dadgummit. Oh.
Okay.
I can't. You cannot enjoy this. If you enjoy this, I will hang up on you. So,
I believe you, and so I will. With I will not enjoy this one bit.
Okay, appreciate that.
And
man.
Since you can't see me laughing, then
dang it,
and crossing.
He's going to mute his microphone. All right, so Amy, let's begin.
I'm crying.
Where should we start?
At the beginning.
The beginning.
And then, until you come to the end, stop.
Stop. Okay, so let's see.
This
I'm
is
still
good.
A little scared because I got beat up a lot as a child. So I don't know when the statute of Big Brother limitation.
I will never, ever hurt
not since
anyone
you wrote
again.
Me that song.
What?
The song that you wrote me. Do you remember the
no.
song?
Boy, don't even. I'm so scared.
You gotta tell the song
I'm
now.
Tell the song. I used to beat the living crap out of you
every day of my life. Every day of my life.
Now you're older and it feels so nice to
be nice to you every day of my life. Every day of my life. Yeah, I'm gonna have to mix that down.
You gotta do it, man.
I forgot about that thing. Yeah,
you had it all written down, and we were in Mom's new room singing it up.
Oh, I used to beat the living crap out of you every day of my life.
I think
every
it could be a hit.
Of my life. Yeah,
I think it would be.
I think you could.
I think it'd be awesome.
I'll play bass for you.
See, that was later in life, though. That was as adults.
It was as an apology. Yeah,
and somebody in the chat room mistakenly said, he must have been the coolest older brother ever.
Ew, no, he was so not. That's why I deserved a song.
Oh, it was evil.
I remember one time my parents got in an accident, and specifically...
That's when the brothers came along?
Well, it was one accident right after the other. But, anyway, my mom and my stepdad got in an accident, and we ended up going over to our pastor's house because of the accident.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't remember.
I don't remember who it was. But anyway, it was our pastor's house, so you trust your pastor. So yeah. We ended up watching this werewolf movie.
Because they were in the hospital or something. What?
Yeah. Oh. It was a werewolf movie. I think it was called Silver Bullet or something.
Stephen King.
And so we ended up watching that. I was...
We were very, well, it doesn't matter because we were very sheltered from anything.
Yeah, first of all, we were very sheltered, and I was younger.
Just the word werewolf would scare you, right?
Oh, exactly. I didn't even know they existed.
I would get scared when somebody just asked where I was going. What? Where
is your wolf? And I'm like, ah. And so anyway, we saw this werewolf movie, and so then we lived at the time in Point Peter.
Yeah.
Is Point Peter a town?
No, it was just a point. It was an area.
Okay.
A
land mass. Never knew that.
Yeah.
So it was in Florida or Georgia?
It was in
what?
St. Mary's proper. Yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Okay, so we lived in St. Mary's at Point Peter. I thought we lived in Point Peter, Georgia.
No, that wasn't part of our address.
All right. So anyway, and we had to walk down this really long, in my probably 6, 10.
It was a pretty long, scary trees dark. Hanging over
it. Yeah, totally dark. It was Spanish moss.
Yeah, and the moss, to get the Spanish moss hanging
yes,
down.
Yes, exactly. To get to the end of the road to wait for the school bus in the morning. And from...
It was still dark?
Yeah, it was totally still dark in the morning. And even the little sprigglets of light that you did have were
It was
obscured.
Foggy too, wasn't it? Because you're right next to the water.
Yeah, sure.
And you could hear the voices.
So the werewolves were gonna eat me
so
every morning.
How did this impact me?
Well, Mom said that you need to, because I would whine. I'm scared. And for whatever reason, I remember particularly not specifically not telling Mom that we saw that movie
because she would kill us.
And I thought
James first.
I thought at the time that it was our pastor's house, and I don't know why I felt the need to protect him. I guess Mom was just that scary, but I specifically didn't tell, and so I couldn't tell her why I was terrified, but I was terrified. Of course, anything that you would tell James would be held against you and used against you in any way, shape, or form he saw fit. So
multiple
the fact
times.
That he was in charge of keeping me safe and from being scared of whatever I was scared of was totally an opportunity for him to abuse me again.
I don't remember any of this.
And so he was supposed to walk me down to the...
To protect you.
Yeah, to
and
keep
I
me
did.
Safe.
I did a great job.
And he'd
job.
Be like, what, dude? Go ahead. I'll be right there. Because back in the day, boy had an axe. Mama, call a fish. So anyway, he's like, go on down there, I'll be right there.
It wasn't that bad.
It so was. There's video evidence. Okay, so he just make me, I know, right? Sorry. So he would make me walk down by myself, and I to fully understand, you have to be at that age, put yourself back there where something was so scary, like, and he would jump out at any given time and scare the smack out of me. I remember one time he actually beat me up at the bus stop.
What?
It was the same bus stop. You pushed me down and pushed my face in the rocks because there was a bunch of there's a bunch of kids that used to wait across the street in like a little shack thing. And I wanted to wait in the shack thing because it was kind of raining. And you were like, no, I'm the older brother. These are my friends. You're just a stupid kid who pees your pants. You can't come over here. And so then you push me down and whatever.
Oh, my gosh. And Amy, I...
So, anyway.
This isn't funny. This is your therapy. I was mean and evil, apparently.
He was horrible. James and my sister Leanne would tell me that I was adopted.
Well, yeah.
Which is kind of ironic now because my daughter is adopted. So even telling this story, I feel a sense of betrayal to her because it used to thoroughly upset me that I was adopted. And so now saying that adopted, being told you're adopted is a bad thing feels really bad. But anyway, they used to tell me and they would convince me because my parents were really broke when I was born because my dad left my mom. And so they didn't have any money for pictures. So there's all these pictures of James and Leanne and there's no pictures of me. Didn't you ever wonder why there aren't any pictures of you? Didn't you?
I'm sorry.
It was horrible.
It's my turn to apologize.
It was
it's
horrible.
The apology show.
So they would just convince me that I was adopted. And
so you believe them?
Oh, I totally did. It would catch me up for a while and I'd be like, wait, no, I look just like my mother.
It's I'm too cursed. Late to apologize.
Yeah. Exactly. I need another late. Song. Oh, that song didn't cover everything. Do you remember when we went to Grandma I've been saying that to act because you were talking about Ginga.
Ginga, yeah. Ginga was our grandma.
I say grandma now, so I forgot. But anyway, Ginga and Papa Bill's house. We were at Ginga and Papa Bill's house, and Papa Bill had some tea sitting on the table.
It was tea.
And you were like, I dare you. You and Leanne both like, I dare you to drink Papa Bill's tea. I'm like, no.
It took us 25 to 30 minutes of coaxing.
Convinced me. I'm like, no. And I'm just afraid of Papa Bill. He was like
he was eight feet tall.
Yeah. And, loved him to death, but he was really tall and big, and I was not supposed to touch his tea or his peanuts.
He was our I'm glad
that I said peanuts.
Yeah. stay away from Papa Bill.
He had mixed nuts.
Papa, I don't even know. What?
What's that
I'm going to pull. Yeah, that's a John Ty Glover way of acting stupid. What?
What do you mean by that? Why
he was
funny?
He was a step grandpa.
Yes, he was. Was he new then, though?
More or less.
Okay, well, I was little, so I didn't know he was new then. But he was always.
It wasn't tea.
My
in
Papa
case
Bill.
You haven't guessed, Amy took a swig of that thing.
Oh my gosh. So finally they convinced me. So I took a sip of it.
Oh yeah.
I sprayed it out my nose. No, and get this. It wasn't just alcoholic beverage. I'm pretty sure it was like bourbon or whiskey or something like the hardest thing.
Jack Daniels.
And it was straight with ice.
It was Zima.
So they didn't have Zima back then. What's Zima? So anyway, it was horrible. It went all over the carpet.
It was
out my nose.
Chew spit.
He was one that wore those sweat rags, and you just imagine drippage.
He wore headbands and wristbands.
He did.
Drippage.
And the drippage and the tea, which so was not tea. Oh, and to convince me of something like that and take all that time, and all I was scared of was the fact that I was going to get in trouble.
Why did you do it?
And it was alcohol.
Yeah,
because, know what? You guys were always so mean to me that I wanted to fit in.
Gosh.
I wanted some kind of acceptance. And, I could tell you more stories that would make you cry.
I'm going to kill myself.
Sad trombone sounds kind of happy right now.
Yeah.
Comparatively. Anyway, that's all I could really come up with without actually being sad, because parts of it, they just aren't funny anymore. They get into the depth of the disparity that was in your heart.
I just want to say in my defense, I just want to say this, that our whole family was screwed up, not just me. And as mean as I may have been to Amy, I bet Amy would put money on the table and say, yes, my sister was meaner than you ever thought of being. Or am I wrong?
You were pretty mean, but Leanne had the nails of death, and she would use them against you.
Wow.
She was physically mean. James
she was
more emotionally mean.
Well, James.
Amy, of course, remembers her side, but I just
I remember my bruises on my side.
You still have that big scar?
I remember Amy was not the nicest little girl in the world. Okay, so, you know, not that what I did was anyway
I was nice. I was annoying as all get out. I used to dance in front of the TV.
She would sit in the toilet
and
sing.
I would sing. Dude, you don't understand, though, the toilet singing.
What?
Tell us.
Toilet it was singing? Important. Okay, when you go to the bathroom, you make up a song, because how else do you get through the process and the business that you got to take care of?
Wait, a song on the
toilet? You do.
When she was little, she used to sing.
Do you know
on the
acoustics in a bathroom are the best?
It's not just for showers
you
anymore.
You can get. So you'd be sitting on the toilet, and you're like, you start a hum. You're like, Well, you got to have the perfect ending.
It's cool because it comes with its own bass.
Nothing. Plop, plop,
bloom.
Plop, plop, plop. That was back when I was more regular. But anyway, it seriously, years later, I told them it had nothing to do with you guys. They would always think, like, I'd hear him stand outside the door, like, come on, I gotta pee, get out of the bathroom. I'm like, you don't understand, I have to finish the song. It seriously has nothing to do with you. So I would get to a point where I'm thinking this is gonna be the ending, you know, and I'm like, do. But then one more note would come into my head, and I'd be like, dum.
And we were clawing,
and they were freaking out. But I had to finish it. It took a long time, and I mean, you can see as testament to my life today. What
several
those
CDs?
Bathrooms,
yeah.
I mean, seriously, everybody knows my name.
Well, do you know where that song "Boom Boom Boom" would it be at? Boom Boom Boom.
Boom, boom. Gotta get that.
That was brought.
That was me. That was me in the bathroom.
Created in the toilet.
That was me. Also,
boom,
I did.
Boom, pow.
I did Jaws.
Now you know what it means. Yeah.
Donna.
You also may know me from Seinfeld. Whatever that one is, I did that one too.
Do that one, It's My Potty and I'll Cry If
exactly,
I Want.
Exactly, sure did. Oh, I also have done some stuff for Lady Gaga.
I don't doubt it because that's all crap.
Boop, 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 boop.
Paparazzi. I did that one.
Paparazzi. Oh. Why do I want to commit suicide now?
I don't know. Every time that's why I don't like being on the show, because every time I come on, you're like, tell a story, and everybody cries because I tell a story about fame or I tell a story about something else, and it just somehow turns around to be depressing. And you know what I've learned?
What?
From this?
What?
My life just is that depressing.
Oh, no, not anymore.
Not anymore. It's great now. I can't even tell my husband stories about my childhood because he's like, I hate your life.
You don't know how many times we've talked about doing a show called Nobody's Laughing and really just go
and really
through.
Telling stories.
I mean, I've done the one about the best Christmas ever where we took our presents away.
Exactly, where stuff just doesn't get funny anymore.
Yeah, I've told the one about, what was it, the best birthday ever where they locked me out of the house for most of the day.
Oh, they did. That's all I remember about birthdays as a child. Is being surprise. Locked out of the trailer outside with the bug zapper.
Yeah.
And everybody's inside laughing, and you're like, happy birthday to me.
I really don't want a surprise
party.
I'm cold,
and I have no shoes.
And no friends.
Yeah. Can I pretend it's not my birthday, too?
And all the dogs dying, and the cats. And
the hanging dog by the neck.
Oh, stop.
What?
See?
And David shooting a dog.
Stop!
And
stop!
Crying about it.
Stop! It's terrible life. We've turned it around, though, and we have wonderful kids.
Touching my dead grandma.
Stop it!
What?
I touched Kinga.
You did?
I touched her. I touched Kinga.
Wait, she was no longer...
She was in the cast.
Why do you touch her?
I had to touch her. She was... She was embalmed.
Why did
she was
do
like
it?
She was like -3 degrees. I think
I thought,
my finger was a little moist.
I saw her move.
And I touched her and my finger wouldn't come off of her hand.
No way.
I'm not kidding. No. I touched
her. Okay, I'm officially freaked out, man.
She was in the casket. Mom said, you can say goodbye. And it was Kinga. It was my Kinga. So.
And your finger stopped.
How old
too.
Were you?
I was probably 10. I think I was 10 when Kinga and Lewis died. So I was probably 10, and I...
Yeah, they happened in rap succession.
Rapid.
Wrapped.
Wrapped?
Wrapped her.
They were together.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah. We totally could do a better
you know what we should have done
laughing show.
When you don't know this joke, but in what we should have done is when Kinga really started getting peaked, is we should have put her in a giant plastic bag and put her in the freezer.
Because I remember like her eating the cake. Remember the cake? Do
yeah,
you remember the cake?
Yeah, yeah, I do.
He baked me. She couldn't even talk anymore.
Stop it! You got to understand, we've developed kind of a sick sense of humor.
You have to.
You have to. You have
like
to.
Like when,
about
like
it.
When my husband and I met. And I was just telling you guys the other day, like, and he's asking about my family, you know, the usual. And he's like, your mom? I'm like, yeah, James's mom, you know, blah, blah, blah. This is what they do. This is what she does for a living or whatever. Well,
yeah, just getting to know each other.
Yeah, your dad. Oh, he's dead. And he's all, I'm sorry. And so I'm all, did you have anything to do with it?
Did you kill him?
Did you kill him? Was it your fault? And so that's just how you do, you know, everything.
Like you do.
You just do it because you make it funny. Take away the awkward for other people.
Yeah, you do. You have to. Like I used to tell people my dad was really holy.
Oh my gosh. I used to tell him that he was really skinny and bony. He's so bony.
And I used to say he was negative 6 foot tall.
Oh, I get it.
I told Anthony he was really bony. He's bony as all get out.
So wrong.
He's practically skeletal.
Oh, Lord. Oh. Yeah, I don't talk to my dad. He won't talk to me.
He so just weird. Never answers when I call.
Dying to meet you.
Oh, John's going to go and cry for 3 days after this episode. Episode 150,
go
folks.
Go hug your children.
Bringing you the best comedy has to offer.
Hug your wife. Hug your children.
Tell them you love them.
Tell them why you have the chance.
Hold them close.
Big brothers, be nice to those stinky
little sisters.
That's right, dadgummit.
Do it.
It's worth it.
But you know what? Honestly, to put a positive spin on it, I have totally, my kids, you know, they get along. And I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. I wish we could have had that.
Yeah.
Too bad I hate
you. You get along now, though, right?
Yeah, I don't like him.
Actually, we do. Me and Amy probably get along better than any of the other sibs.
Yeah.
And we don't really talk that much, but.
Right, and that's why.
And we're probably the most alike, honestly, too.
Yeah, which is scary because I don't.
It is, because I had never thought, but I have started peeing my pants and singing on the toilet. So
dancing in front of the TV.
We actually Skype each other on the toilets and.
finish each other's.
We collaborate
ditties.
On songs. pretty much everything T-Pain's put out.
Okay, listen to this. Hold on. Do you like
Let
it?
Let me clear my throat. Yeah, all of that.
We
wrote High School Musical 2 together, actually.
I totally had nothing to do with that at
all. High School Musical poo.
Stop it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, we did Singing in the Rain. Just another drop in the bucket.
Oh, my gosh.
You did Waterworld?
Yes. We did all the music for Waterworld.
As the world swirls. I mean, turns. Yeah. So all of that. All of that and more. Oh, as fun as this is, we got to move on.
All of my children in the pool.
Drop it off the kids. Everybody loves
logs.
Pooping. I don't know. Here, let's do this.
ENV mail.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Hey, James, Trevor, and John. It's my freshman year of high school, and I had a teacher. In my freshman year of high school, I had a teacher. So did I. Amy?
What?
Did you have
I never had a teacher.
In freshman year?
No.
They made us wait till we were seniors.
Totally. That's a privilege.
Let's call him Mr. Lucy. I know it's an old joke, but I'm a big David fan.
Way old.
Mr. Lucy would read about anything he found in a note being passed in class, but he never really comprehended what he was reading. I was never a big note passer, but my friend posed the idea of writing a note that would make Mr. Lucy sound like an idiot if he was caught reading it. So everyone agreed, and we wrote the thing at lunch. Among it were statements like, wow, the frog jumped over the moon, moo, narthex, banana chicken on fire, and other things high school kids came up with, kind of random. So we folded it, we gave it to Keaton, whose job was to pass it conspicuously to another friend of mine, Drake. The teacher saw it, grabbed it, and proceeded to read it to the class. We held our laughter until he got to, oh, great, I think I just dropped one. It was, of course, referring to potty humor, something even freshman boys have a soft spot for. So we all burst out laughing. Mr. Lucy seems to finally comprehend a little bit of the note he's reading for the first time in life. And he looks at us accusingly, then embarrassed, sits it down and begins to teach class again. Gina. Gianna, I think. I don't know her name. That's hilarious.
Gianna.
Because poop is funny.
Good. We did good.
Jennifer writes, I teach junior high and high school math, and I need to stop cussing in front of my students, apparently. Started out very innocently. I was reading a word problem to my geometry class, and the words ice chest were in it. But I have a twangy Texas accent, and I was reading it too fast. And ice didn't come out quite like it should. Ice chest.
Oh, wow.
So I'm not going to elaborate on the mispronunciation. I think you can figure it out. Yeah, I think we did.
You said it.
I might have been later, but I corrected myself too quickly and said something like, whoa. I did hear one student say, watch it there, Miss H. and we all laughed and moved on. But two class periods later, I had my calculus class, and I managed to stick my foot in my mouth again. I had written down a problem, F parentheses U. It's read no F of U, but being lazy, I blurted out to a student, F U. And all I wanted was for her to tell me what she got for F of U, and I was taking a little bit of a shortcut, but it sounded terrible. I do not cuss, so when these things happen, I get embarrassed. The ice one wasn't too bad, but the F of U one, oh, I felt my face get red on that one. I have to be more careful, but at least we got some laughs in my class. Have a good one, Jennifer. Yeah, that is pretty bad. Mm-hmm. I remember the only time I cussed on the bus as a child. And I never did either. And I
you were cussing at me.
Was I?
No.
Ah! But I said something. It wasn't even anything, you know, like R-rated or anything. But at the moment the word escaped my lips, the entire bus went silent, like freaking E.F. Hutton. And and my word just went out, you know, loud and proud.
Emotion. They always do. Everything's like.
And the lady looked up in the rearview mirror and stared at me with those eyeballs.
She got you.
It's terrible.
Busted. It's always bad when the good kid gets busted.
Well, yeah, and that's the way it always is.
No, the one time you do something bad, that's when you get caught.
I still hate getting caught. Hate getting in trouble.
I do too. I'm the same way. It's horrible.
Aloha, NL peeps. I got a story. Aloha. So my friends and I were at a murder mystery theme party at our church, and I had to go to the bathroom. It was not a short trip. I was waiting in the bathroom wondering how the mystery was going and if the murder had happened yet. So I heard these two girls walk in and take the stalls on either side of me, and they didn't say anything. So I shouted, "Is anybody dead yet?" The two girls laughed kind of hesitantly, but didn't say anything. And I was wondering, who was this from the party, and why were they being so mean and selfish? Why were they talking? And so I finished and went to wash my hands. The two other girls were standing and talking in the sinks. At the sinks, not in the sinks. Two girls I've never seen before in my life, by the way. They laughed kind of awkwardly. Let me tell you, I left quickly. It's annoying to have a church that hosts so many events at the same time.
Nah.
I never know if I'll be embarrassed or if I'm allowed to poop and investigate the mysteries at the same time. So, Jonah.
Anybody dead yet?
And me, if that had been me in the bathroom, I'd have been like, it's not that bad.
Yeah. You don't smell that terrible, ma'am.
Seriously.
That courtesy flush took care of it.
No.
That'd be something you'd expect an old lady to say. Anybody dead yet?
Exactly. Woo!
So, all right, this is awesome. This is from Cody. Casey, I'm sorry, one of the McCoy boys. You remember them from past episodes? He's made a return for 150. Hey, nobody's listening. It's Real McCoy's younger brother, Casey, and I'm graduating from 8th grade and 9th grade in a very short time, and I will no longer be able to send proper middle school stories. And seeing that the 150th episode is coming up, I will no longer ever be able to send in a middle school drama story from an official middle schooler. I've decided to send a story that recently happened at my co-op. Homeschool again.
Yes, I think that is.
I also have it in a couple of modes. Normal, real person talk, and then middle schooler. And I love these, so here we go. One day in my homeschool co-op, I was hanging out with a couple of acquaintances during a free period. So there's six of us, Kevin, Cameron, Josh 1, and Josh 2, Caleb, and myself, all hanging out by this little hallway close to the bathroom. Everybody's hanging out talking, and Caleb has a water bottle. He's occasionally drinking from it. After a while, he has to go and talk with somebody else, and he sets his water bottle down. Quickly thinking, Josh 1 grabs the water bottle, decides to dump it out and fill it with toilet water. Before we could stop him, Josh 1 runs in the men's room, dumps out the water, and goes to the toilet, fills it up with toilet water to the same amount that Caleb had left. So he's paying attention to the details. He washes his hand, closes the lid, dries the bottle, comes back out in the hallway. Caleb is still gone, but comes back in a short time, picks up the water bottle. We beg and plead with him not to drink it, but he shrugs us off and gulps that mess down.
No.
He says it tastes kind of funny, and he closes the lid like normal. I walk away astonished, feeling like I'm going to throw up.
Yes.
It's a pretty good story, but let's read it in middle school style. Hey, Canadian man, Canada's pants guy. And James, this is Total Picnic, just Stranger, _ Star Wars, The Clone Wars, 453, Hershey Peanut Butter Riddle Bake for the Truth and Justice, YouTube Star Hottie Kenton's Boy from the forums. I have a story for you. I love that. It's a classic. That is awesome. So one time I was at my co-op where you get school for the week, but still homeschool at the same time. It's kind of weird. But anyway, I was hanging with a couple of my buds during a time I was playing hooky from a class, and we were talking about superheroes. There were 17 of us. Me, Bob, Joe, Caleb, Hannah, Mike, Mikey, Habakkuk, Cameron, James, John, Trevor, and four others that I don't know, and half of us thought Iron Man was better than Batman, and half of us thought Batman was better than Iron Man. I thought Batman was better than Iron Man, and Caleb, not my brother, started drinking a water bottle. It was Dasani, and then I had a good idea to fill up with toilet water, and Caleb was gone, so we had about 16 of us ran in the bathroom to do it, and I was dumping out water in the sink, and this strange war veteran walks up to me and shakes my hand. I didn't want to be rude or anything, but he kept talking about his life and shakes my hand again. So I kept on talking, and he finally left. So I washed my hand, and everyone laughed at me. But I said, "You're not cool. I likes to boogie." So I filled up a water bottle with toilet water. But others, this guy has taken a huge dump. But I go outside, and Caleb drink it. Yum, yum, yum. Well, that's my story. See you later. Hope this gets read on the show. Bye.
Did he write both of those?
Yes.
He really did?
Yeah.
Okay, that's genius. I thought you took that.
No, no, he craziness. Wrote that. That's Casey. Happy milestone, NLCast. Thanks for the laugh. Hope you enjoyed it.
Much
sure
respect.
Did.
Yes. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Very much enjoyed.
Oh. Yeah, we love that. We love that when the because the middle school stories are oftentimes hilariously hideous. Mm-hmm. So let's see. Hey, guys.
Get the behind the scenes stories. It's always fun.
Oh, absolutely. Guys, love your show. Recently picked up your show after about 2 years of unemployment. I'm now temping at a data entry company. And the real reason I'm writing you guys is to say thank you. I got divorced 4 years ago, and I know this sounds stupid, but I don't know where I'd be without your podcast. When I started listening, David was on the show, and I can't tell you how many times I had to stop listening or else I'd pee my pants. And then I heard he was leaving to be with his new baby. I thought, how's this Southern gamer going to keep it funny? But James, you answered with tons of guests. And let us not forget JoJo. Hey, they can't all be great ideas.
Oh.
So,
this is a sad trombone now.
Yeah, I know. No. Finally, you settled on Trevor and John. Great choice. Keep doing what you're doing. Love the show, Matt. And on that note, guys, we're going to go ahead and finish up this show. Amy, I'd like to thank you for being on the show, even though I hate you more than ever before.
I hate Amy. Look it up.
Yeah, that's an episode. I forgot.
We hate Amy.
See, all the things I did to you, the boys, would you say that they outdid me?
They learned from you. Because
I never peed in your water bottle.
Yeah, but you left scars that run deeper than...
Wow. Amy and I are going to have a conversation. And we're going to have to hold each other.
No holding. Ew.
Broke you is right. All right, guys, I guess it's time for us to get out of here. Let's do this. Yeah, we got new music since the last time we heard from you. Guys, it's time for us to go. I want you to enjoy episode 150. I hope you did. I did. Check out the website, nlcast.com. Check out the store at nlcast.com. We got email. You could send it to us at james@nlcast.com. You can call our phone line, 2095-NLCAST. I want you to go on the iTunes App Store and download our app. That would be really awesome if you do that. You could get all kinds of extras with every single show. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, just twitter.com/NLCast. Join us for our live shows on Monday nights at 9:30 Eastern at nlcast.com/watch. Leave us an iTunes review if you haven't. And thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to Rob Gobers for our theme music. Thanks to our spouses for letting us record, our contributors, and everyone who listens. Thank you, chat room. Thank you, chat room. And remember, next time you're telling a funny life story,
tell
it like nobody's abusing Amy. Gosh.
Tell it like it's funny.
No. Chat room, Amy was awesome, was she not? Yep.
I'll speak for on behalf of the chat room because they say that she was indeed awesome and amazing. And,
yeah.
they want you to replace me with her.
Oh. Amy likes to touch dead grannies.
Ganga.
That's the name of the show. I touched Ginga.
I touched Ginga.
Hey, James, Trevor, and John. This is Eric Fisher and from WBR Show, which is coming back very soon. Rob was moving, and, well, anyway, he's almost done. So, anyway, yeah, I was cracking up at the best voicemail to a podcast ever, your Not a Racist voicemail. And I thought it warranted a new voice clip or clip along the lines of the Narthax. But, well, anyway, you can use it or not. Here goes. Rachel! Let me know what you think. Not a racist. Bye.
Hey, guys. It's me, a.k.a. Lake Cover from Texas. Stalkers. I got a story for you. This takes place when I'm about 9 or 10 years old. My brother got this brand new 16-speed whatever, multi-speed bike, and I had those old ones where you had to pedal backwards to engage the brakes. Well, we decided that it would be a great idea to play bike tag. And the objective in the beginning was, if you were it, you had to drive your bike or ride your bike around and tag the other people to make them it. Well, that became a little too easy to actually accomplish. So we made this game a little more interesting, where you had to actually stop a person by whatever means possible. And since I had an older bike and my brother had the new bike, I was bound and determined to stop him and worried about nobody else. So I tried several different ways, grabbing his shirt, kicking him as he's riding. Well, this actually started to turn into a slightly violent game. I tried so many different ways that I was getting a little fed up, so I had to get him off of his bike. The only way that I could think of doing it is actually getting in front of him. So I did. I rode up, got next to him, he looked at me, I looked at him, and I pedaled really fast, and I took a really sharp turn in front of him, and he hit me. Didn't really think of where I would go. I went flying off of my bike, sliding across the gravel, skinning my elbows, my nose, my chin, and had gravel embedded into the gouges of wherever my body met the ground. I hope you enjoyed the story, because at the time, I did not enjoy the experience, but now that I look back, it is actually kind of funny. Well, I'll endeavor to record a story each week, as I do have plenty. So, hope to see you next week.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannaanderson.com. Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannaanderson.com.